Akron-Kenton Airport has seen increasing air traffic since the mid-90s. But in the past 2 years, it's faced new challenges with one airline cutting service and others shifting some flights to Cleveland Hopkins Airport to fill the void left when United Airlines closed its hub. The third part in our series, Grounded, takes a look at how Akron-Kenton actually has plans to expand and thrive over the next 20 years. The dated Spartan boarding areas for Delta and American Airlines at Akron-Kenton Airport will soon be a thing of the past. Built in the early 1960s, they're slated to be replaced under a new 20-year, $240 million master plan announced in February. The news came just months after Southwest announced it would cut back to just 3 flights a day from Akron-Kenton, all to their hub in Atlanta. Southwest inherited its gates at Akron-Kenton through a merger with AirTran in 2010, and the carrier has slowly shifted its flights towards Cleveland Hopkins in recent years. Akron Airport CEO Rick McQueen says it's all about load factors. Whereas Southwest might previously have sent out partially filled 737s, other airlines might now offer service to those same destinations on fully boarded regional jets.
The good news for us is all of our other carriers, American, Delta, United, and now Allegiant, they're all growing here. Now, they won't make up all the seats that we're going to lose from Southwest. But if there is a silver lining to this, it's that Southwest has proved some really good markets out of the Akron-Canton region, that we now have data and we can go talk to other carriers to work with them to try to backfill or replace some of that.
Feeding larger hubs is the strategy for Southwest, and McQueen says that applies to Akron's other carriers as well. Southwest spokesman Dan Lanson called it a difficult decision to scale back service in Akron. But he adds that the airline has no plans to leave the airport. Instead, it will act as what he calls a co-terminal with Cleveland Hopkins.
We treat Akron, Canton, and Cleveland as basically one metroplex, if you will. So by offering a little bit of a different product at each airport, you're targeting a little bit of a different customer.
There's potentially 4 million of those customers in Northeast Ohio and beyond, according to Dan Collentone, CEO of the Greater Akron Chamber of Commerce.
We're in one of those kind of markets where you'll have individuals travel from Youngstown as far as an hour plus to either go to Akron-Canton or go to Hopkins. It's just a matter of where they're going, you know, and when they need to be there, right, and look at what might be their best option, probably even from western Pennsylvania when the flight's right and the price is right.
That average price is lower now than when United had a hub at Hopkins. Fares at Akron-Canton were down about 6% in the fourth quarter of last year. That's still cheaper than Cleveland, which has seen a significant drop in airfares since dehubbing. Collentone says businesses will typically opt for the cheapest fare, period.
At the end of the day, the truth of the matter is it's all about cost of doing business, right? And so while it might be inconvenient, you need to do what you have to do to get to your destination, right? So there are going to be times where you'll have to go indirect. We wish there was more direct service with alternatives. You usually can get somewhere in a reasonable time.
But there are also people trying to get from somewhere to Akron-Canton for things like the newly expanding Pro Football Hall of Fame.
We call it the Disney of football. The plans that are scheduled for that is an enormous asset for us and will bode well for particularly the leisure travel as well as the business travel.
Akron-Canton Airport's Rick McQueen agrees and says that's one reason his airport is expanding.
We believe that this region is going to grow, and it's going to grow substantially. And so we want to make sure through this master plan that this facility is positioned to take advantage of those opportunities.
The new 20-year plan includes improvements to the ticketing area plus 6 new gates. On a recent afternoon, many travelers were praising the airport's convenience while looking forward to the expansion.
Anytime the company asks me what airport I want to go out of, Akron-Canton.
That's Steve Pursley, an account manager for Kaufman Tire. From the leisure travel side, Phyllis Hickman from Fort Myers says,
I think some more restaurants would be nice. I think some pizza would be amazing.
The master plan includes an expansion of the amount of space available for food and drink at the airport if passenger traffic continues growing at the current pace. By the end of this year, the first phase of the master plan will see completion of parking lot improvements and a redesign to the main driveway. Along with additional gates, longer-term plans call for a parking garage and a streamlined baggage system. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.